The biggest event.
Please welcome.
Yeah, we've got them all right here on Mix 98.9. And coming up in the studios here in just a few moments, Ken Hayderis is going to be joining us. And we'll talk about River Rock at the Amp, maybe throw in a little information about what's going on at the Robbins Theater, and talk about all the fun stuff we've got coming up for you this summer long right here on Mix 98.9. Mo, I tell you what, I'm getting crazy phone calls on our celebrity crushes when we was growing up. I think the last one was one of the girls from WWE. Really? I mean, I go, Dad, you raised your boy right. And then another one, I thought, this has to go back earlier than most. There were two. Annette Funicello and Haley Mills. I'm like, Haley Mills, who remembers that? Ken Hedera is just joining me in the studio. Ken?
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. You walked in, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to ask him. So when you were a little kid, growing up, you don't go back to Annette Funicello and Haley Mills,
hey,
do you?
Annette Funicello was Frankie Avalon. I'm showing my age. The Beach Movies, of course.
Of course.
And then Haley Mills, no, a little bit more, not so clear on that one. But wasn't Annette Funicello one of the Mouseketeers?
She was an original Mouseketeer.
Sure.
And
sure.
And everybody loved her. And then she had a hit single back in the day. But you're right, Frankie Avalon. And Haley Mills that was the star of all those Disney movies. You know, and she just was
you're right. I got it now. Yeah.
I think her dad was John Mills, who starred in a lot of British movies and then became a star of Disney. And Haley did, I think, the original. Where was it where they switched? They played the two sisters who didn't know each other and The Parent Trap.
Oh, okay.
That was Haley Mills.
I got that one, too.
The
yeah.
original one. So anyway,
a silent movie, right? That was a talkie, right?
Yeah, that was. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to take you that far back. But I had a whole lot of fun with it. So folks calling in with some of those. I loved a lot of the 60s, and I started off the question on Facebook with Ginger or Marianne? Because back in the day, that was the question, right?
Yep, yep.
Or was it...
Why not both?
Or was it Susan Day or Marcia Brady?
Partridge Family. Those were great shows.
Fun stuff back in the day. All right, well, we're going to stop that because we got to take a break. When I come back, we're going to kick things off, and we're going to talk about River Rock and a lot of things happening in Warren that we want to share with everybody.
God, this weekend's crazy. Friday night, Tab Benoit, that, you know, Cajun blues guy.
And yeah.
Then, Saturday, we have Straight On, you know, with Heart.
Right.
And, Fleetwood Mac.
And the Fleetwood Mac experience.
Downtown Warren's going to be absolutely electric this weekend.
All right, we'll be back after this and learn more.
Thomas Adair, a happy birthday today, buddy. That's all. Now, I didn't want to forget, so happy birthday.
Smart move. He's your right arm.
My right arm.
I noticed that when I went and visited you at the Sunrise Inn in Warren there. And
I drive
I'm like,
him crazy.
You must. He's kind of in charge of everything going on at River Rock, right?
Yes, him and, Alyssa, and, he runs the real estate. He does a lot. I mean, I drive him nuts. But he handles it. I got to give him credit.
Well, that's what it's all about. Well, Ken, you are a name that is synonymous with Warren and things that are happening in that city. And I learned about you when I was talking with the folks over at the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Beth, thank you. She helped us with some stuff in the last 2-4 weeks. Beth Carmichael is such a great person at the Tourism Bureau and people should really join the Tourism Bureau and utilize it as a tool for their business because she's wonderful and she's willing to help.
This is amazing. She is the first interview I've ever done that she actually helped me interview her during the interview. She literally led me through the entire... I'm interviewing you. And she said, well, you need to ask this.
Great lady. Look, great. I can't say enough, and I mean that, Beth, so thank you.
Yes, thank you, Beth, for all that you do. But she was, of course, talking about all the things that you are so involved in. And I know you probably don't want to be... Okay, let me tell you all about Ken, but you have so much going on in downtown Warren. I was blown away. So folks, if you haven't been to any events in downtown Warren lately, you're really missing out. COVID aside,
yeah,
downtown Warren is in a renaissance.
You know, and if you look at downtown Warren 10 years ago and you look at it now, it is, I can't even tell you. Downtown Warren's always been beautiful with the courthouse and the square, but it sat there. And then my partner in the theater, Mark Marvin, came along and developed everything, him and Jimmy DiCenzo. Then we did the Robbins Theater. You know, Sunrise is always busy. All the restaurants, Charbonnet's Winery.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're doing the Mickey's Army Navy property. I think we have filled that whole property up. We've renovated it, painted it.
No kidding.
It was a mess. Put new roofs on it and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think there's really any empty storefronts in downtown Warren. So I hate negativity. You know, Warren's my hometown. I was born and raised there, and I want young people to stay. I never want somebody to say there's nothing to do, because we got to keep our young people. I hate when they move away, and I'm glad when they come back.
Yeah, a good friend of mine told me that there are just two kinds of people in this world. There are doers and sayers, and Ken Hayderis is a doer. That should be happening, and you make it happen.
Well, there's a lot of good people around us. I just kind of direct traffic, but there's so many people involved, you know, like Dan Krause and Mark Marvin, Jimmy DeCenzo. If you go to the Robbins Theater and see that decor there, they used to ask me what colors. I say, hell, I don't know what the colors are going to be. Lori picks all that stuff. I see all those chairs in the basement. I'm biased, but the place when you walk in is to me is stunning.
Okay, so let's talk about the Robbins for a moment.
Okay.
And by the way, we could turn this into a whole talk show just about what's going on. But let's talk about the Robbins. When you saw it for the first time prior to its renovation, what was its state of disrepair?
Well, the bones were really good. I mean, this 18-inch concrete building, but as Jimmy DeCenzo said, he wanted to walk in and throw up because there was dead birds everywhere.
Oh, my.
There was a few holes in the ceilings that led to some degradation. So... and Mark, if you know Mark Marvin, he walks in and says after about a half hour, yeah, I think I can do this. And he's a structural engineer, so he gets it, you know.
So he saw it, and then he
came to us and said, hey, I want to do this. And do you want to do it? And I said after about 3 seconds, yeah, I'm in. And here we are. And when Mark says something, like most people say we're going to do something, next thing you know, he had bought it. And then we were off to the races.
So you took a theater. Now, I don't know its history, but it goes back probably, what, to the 20s?
1923. It was silent movies. There was no speakers there at one time. And then, I mean, the way the place, they're very smart. The walls around it. Mm-hmm. The sound comes up through the rotunda upstairs, and then that's how it was done.
Right.
And then, of course, speakers came along and, you know, talking movies. But that was there when there was silent movies.
So it was made for the silent movies, so it was acoustically unbelievable.
It's acoustically perfect.
And so you took the theater seats, which were a mess, and had them completely redone.
Completely refurbished, powder-coated, sandblasted. There's still the script R on those things, so they're incredible. They really are. So, I mean, just everything. We had Master Plaster there. His name was Harry Leith from Scotland. You can't understand him, but boy, can he paint. Harry, a shout-out to you. And everybody, the whole team, Bobby Felix, I can't tell you how great it was to work with these guys, and they get it done. I mean, if this would have been a government project, it'd have been done in 20 years. But with those guys, it was 18 months. I think we won the distinction as the fastest theater restoration in the United States.
No kidding.
There was no federal money involved, no tax credits. We just killed it.
Wow.
And that was because of Mark and Jimmy.
Right. And so now today, you are opening it up, and you just had Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom Boom, that was a great show. Boom Boom, you know, it was supposed to be a 2-hour show. It ended in about 3 hours and 15 minutes. But I think we have something there where we're going to do something like a Mike Tyson thing where we're going to do stories from the corner at the Robbins Theater, and he's going to bring people into the area, like his friends from maybe a Mickey Rourke, Ed O'Neill, and we're going to do some really cool stuff on stage.
Oh, nice, nice. And then, of course, concerts galore.
We got now everything's going crazy.
Yeah.
We have Tad Benoit this Friday, which is a Cajun blues guy that, I mean, he's like a cult following. We just announced Jimmy Ray Vaughan blues. Yeah. Carbon Leaf, which is like kind of a bluegrass folksy, that's on June 10th. Jackal, which is a rock and roll. They do the lumberjack thing with the chainsaw on July 14th. And we got remember Candid Camera?
Oh, yeah.
Candid Camera is on stage. He shows clips and he gets customers, the people involved.
Not the original guy, but
no,
the son of the original.
His son.
The
dad was Alan
Funt, right?
And his son is Peter Funt.
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's so much stuff we're going to announce. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah. And, well, that's what's happening. Everything is opening up now.
And I think people were, we were talking earlier, I watched the golf tournament. Nobody had a mask on in South Carolina, and they were all there. Whether it's good or bad, I have no idea. But,
At least it's opening up.
And everybody's saying, we're vaccinated. We feel comfortable. We're vaccinated. So.
All right. Well, we just talked about the Robbins Theater. Now, we're going to talk about our partnership with Mix 98.9 and River Rock at the Amp. I got to take a brief break. When I come back, we're going to talk River Rock at the Amp. We'll be doing that in just a few moments as I've got a pair of tickets to a special show coming up at River Rock at the Amp. And my guest in studio this morning from River Rock at the Amp is Ken Hayderis. And so we talked a little bit about the Robbins Theater, and they do a lot of more intimate shows. It seats 1,400 people. That's an amazing size venue, Ken.
Robbins is really, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's beautiful. Acoustically, it's great. No, it's if you really want to see good music and see a good show, it really is a good venue. It's perfect size.
And I know over the years you've put on some amazing shows there, and now you're just gearing up and looking forward to booking some more fun acts coming
in. We're literally rocking around. And, you know, we have a really – we work with Tommy Simpson from the Kent Stage, and he brings a lot of eclectic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That normally, you know, like stuff that probably wasn't coming to Warren, like a Jimmy Ray Vaughan, or we have Carbon Leaf coming up, Jackal. Oh, God, there's just so much. Tab Benoit this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, he's normally not a Warren, Ohio probably kind of act, but we're building that.
Yeah, he's New Orleans jazz,
he's New
right?
Orleans Cajun blues. I'm not real sure, to be honest. I mean, you know, I'm learning so much because some of this stuff that Tommy books, I'm like, I've never heard of this, but it sells.
But it sells because it people sells. Love to have this new stuff.
You know, we've got Justin Hayward coming, Justin Hayward from Moody Blues, Air Supply, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
So looking forward to that. But meantime, the outdoor venue called River Rock at the Amp, it's a natural amphitheater in downtown Warren.
It's incredible.
And outdoors, you came up with the concept of having just about, for the most part, these tribute bands.
Correct.
And
correct.
That makes it affordable for every family.
Yep. Yep.
And so you can see Fleetwood Mac without paying the Fleetwood Mac price.
And also, look about it. You're never going to see Led Zeppelin again.
Right.
You're never going to see Pink Floyd again. And we have bands. We really bring in the best of the best. We have an ELO band that's absolutely incredible. So you're not going to see, you know, a Led Zeppelin. So with Zoso, the guy's incredible. I mean, he is kind of Robert Plant. Mm-hmm. You know, they really do mimic it. Pink Floyd is off the chart. Wish You Were Here. That's on August 28th. And then we have some fun stuff where Disco Inferno comes, they put the wigs on, they wiggle around, and everybody goes crazy. You know what I mean? So it's just a fun night. It's affordable. It's like $8 to $12.
Per ticket, which is the way you loved going to concerts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's start off with this Saturday night is your opening night.
Opening night. A little chilly from looking at the weather, but hey. You know, we'll warm that bourbon up. It'll
yeah,
be okay.
I would think so. Straight On is a tribute to the Music of Heart. That's the headliner. But prior to that, you couldn't do any better than Fleetwood Mac Experience, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
And they're incredible. I mean, it's really 6 hours. You know, we open the gates at 5,
mm-hmm.
get there early, because I think it's going to be nuts, by the way. Ticket sales have been already. You can buy tickets at the Sunrise Inn, by the way,
mm-hmm.
or go to River Rock at the Amp and buy them. But it's going to be too late to get anything mailed to you for this weekend.
Yeah.
So. Sunrise Inn, or you can buy them at the door. You know,
okay.
We got these new ticket booths this year that Warren G. Harding Woodshop built for us. Well, it's actually been a 2-year project because of COVID. They built some really nice stuff for us.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been a good experience and good training for them. It was very affordable us. We bought the materials and they did all the work. So.
You bought the materials prior to the materials.
Oh, thank God. Good God. You got to be a rich man to build a ticket booth now. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's, you know, it's nuts. Can't build a deck, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you can't. It's crazy. So this weekend, River Rock at the Amp. So gates open at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
And then the first act takes the
5:30.
Stage. At 5:30.
Yep. So they go till 8 with a little intermission there. And then 8:30 till about 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sometimes the band, you know, they say, hey, can we keep going? We're having fun. And thank God everybody that lives around there is very helpful. We have the Kinsman House there. It's a beautiful historic you know, building that's
sure.
right on the grounds. And they do a beautiful job taking care of it. And our downtown is completely revitalizing. I've been there my whole life at the Sunrise Inn, so I've seen the highs and the lows.
Right.
And like we were with Boom Boom the other night. You know, when he was strong in the 80s, this area was getting the crap kicked out of it,
sure.
you know? And he was hope, you know what I mean? Now, I think we're on a roll.
And he probably loved doing the show at the Robins.
Oh, yeah. I told he says, was the show too long? I says, Ray, when my mom started, she was the show. It was 85 when we finished. She's 86 years old now. So maybe not too old, but you know. And he was laughing.
But good stuff. All right, so we wanted to let you know that. Now, the next show is June 12th, and that is Seven Bridges.
Incredible. When I tell you, if you love the Eagles, these guys really are that good.
Wow.
And then, of course, Northern. We're trying to work our local bands in Northern Whiskey. Gary James and that whole crew is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to bring in these tribute bands are mostly national.
Yeah.
You know, we have like Queen Nation's coming from California.
Wow. Yeah, so, you've got a Journey tribute band.
They're incredible, too. I mean, really, we don't have Hollywood Nights. If you love Bob Seger, this guy is off the charts. It's 11 people on stage with all the horns and the girls, and it's huge concert bus from New Jersey, and he really is.
They put on some shows.
Oh, it's wonderful.
All right, so to find the entire lineup of everything, where do you go?
Riverrock@theamp.com. Our schedule is downloadable, or you can come to the Sunrise, and we're spreading these schedule pads. We didn't print a lot of stuff because we didn't know what was going on until, a month ago. But schedule pads are available to Sunrise Inn. Come in, grab a whole book for your business, or grab one. We will be handing them out to business. We have Marilyn's going to be out there handing things out. We have posters.
Awesome. All right, well, looking forward to it. So this Saturday night, I don't know quite now how I'm going to pull this off, but I'm going to start off, out at the Scrappers because we have this really wonderful pregame party.
Awesome what's going on in the area.
and then right after the start of the game, I'm going to leave because I want to get out there to Hart and do a little introduction and hang out with you.
You're going to be on stage. We got a little private stash of maybe a little tequila or something.
Okay, that would be nice.
You're probably going to end up sleeping over the house because you won't be able to drive home.
Probably, but we'll have some fun, and we'll maybe do a little prize giveaway from the stage
Let's do it.
Have some fun. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a little brain freeze question and a chance for you to win some tickets. Mix 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 8:38. Good morning to you. And
Jerry's Brain Freeze,
sponsored by Ireland Contracting.
Okay, it's time for our brain freeze question. First of all, I've been strong-arming. Strong-arm Kenny. He's just like, what do you want, Gary?
What do you need? We'll do it. Get people to downtown Warren. That's our goal.
That's his goal. So we've got a pair of tickets to this Saturday night's show, which is the Hart tribute band Straight On, and Fleetwood Mac Experience is the opening act. How can you get what a great opening act?
I think it is too. Like kind of two girl acts. You know what I mean? So
if you'd like to go to that, give me a call right now at 330-729-9699, and that is this Saturday night.
Well, we're giving away the Sunrise Inn gift certificates too.
That's true, right? Yeah. So
didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So what you're getting is a pair of tickets to see those two acts this Saturday night at River Rock. But prior to going to the show, you're going to have dinner at the historic Sunrise Inn.
$40 gift certificate. You can pick up everything at the bar. You can pick up your gift certificate. Certificates, your tickets for the show, and spend really your whole evening in downtown Warren, which once people come, they're going to be blown away with what's happening.
I think it's great. So, and you can't get better food. So, do you recommend anything on the menu?
We have a burger menu that's called it's named after all the bands. So this week, I think the burger's called, we have 13 burgers you can get anytime, and they're all named after all
some of the bands that you have performing.
It really works, you know, and I can't take credit for it. There was a guy named Jack Fest that gave me that idea,
came up with all the burgers.
We've done it for the last, I don't know how many years.
So here you go. All right, so let me give you the question. Here we go. Oh, this is, uh-oh. At the risk of being in trouble with the ladies, 40% of women say they break out in a sweat the minute they're asked to do this. What is it that will make women break out in a sweat when they're asked to do it? 330-729-9699. Ken?
It's either cook dinner or have sex, one of the two, or both. You know, that might really be a doubleheader.
Well, it's neither of those, Ken. You lose automatically. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How about drinking?
Drink, but just to have a drink?
No, you know, like women's, when they see, they're going out with a date and they want a drink, you know, that kind of gives them a good stuff.
Oh, they break out in a sweat. Is that what you're saying? The answer is no, that's not it at all, actually. It's not, has nothing to do with doing anything with a member of the opposite sex.
What was the question then?
Oh, no, you only get one answer. I've got to go to the next caller, okay? Yeah, Mix 98.9, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. Okay, so my first clue was it has nothing to do with guys, and nothing to do with dating. This is, what is it that women break out in a sweat when they have to do this? And it's like 40% of all women. Wow. And I can tell you, of the women I know, it's more like 100%. I can't do it. What is it? 3-3. Okay, that's the question. And if you guess it right, you're going to see two great bands, and you're going to have great dinner at the Sunrise Inn. Any idea?
It has nothing to do with guys, it wouldn't be meeting parents.
Meeting parents would have been a good guess, right?
Answer, but I don't think by your reaction that's right.
No, it's not meeting parents. I'll give another clue, and again, next caller, just ask. Ask a clue. Ask for a clue, and I'll help you out. Good morning, Mix 98.9.
Yes, it's when they go to the gynecologist.
No, it's not. They don't break out in a cold sweat, believe it or not.
Hello there.
Good morning, Mix
98.9. Working out at the gym?
Oh, what a great guess. Working out at the gym. Is that the answer?
Yes.
No, it's not the answer. I'm so sorry. All right. I need to give a better clue here.
Yes, Elise.
Hello there. This is Gary and Ken. Hello there.
Hi, is it cutting the grass?
Mowing the lawn. No. But, you know, you're actually closer than anybody else.
I don't know what it is, but I think I know what it is.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. All right. Well,
I don't want to ruin anybody's chance.
Well, here. I'll tell you what. No, here's how this works. You could be our caller's phone-a-friend.
Okay.
So Ken Hayderis could be your phone-a-friend. Would you like him to answer it for you? And if he gets it right, you win the tickets.
Is it car repair, taking care of the car?
Car repair. It has to do with a car. You are this close, Ken.
Can I have one more guess so we can give this young lady the tickets?
No, I already hung up on her. We're going to go to the next one. That's okay. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. All right. So Ken just gave a guess that is on fire.
Putting gas in a car.
Do you want him to be your phone-a-friend and answer with that?
Or you can do your own thing. Please don't let me give the wrong answer.
Could you give another clue?
Okay. Well, how many clues do you need?
Is it change a tire?
Changing a tire. Before you answer that, and I tell you no, why don't you have Ken guess for you?
Okay.
Getting gas.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
I don't have any more.
Oh, my. All right. It does have to do with cars, though.
Wow.
We are this close. Now, think about something that makes you sweat when you're behind the wheel of a car that you can't stand doing. In fact, nobody likes to do. In fact, and you might have to do it in Warren. Downtown Warren.
Did I give it away?
All right. That was my... Wait a minute. Let me at least put it in big clue terms. And the big clue is you probably have to do it in downtown Warren. There we go. And your name is?
This is John.
Hey, John. How are you today?
Good.
So you're speaking on behalf of all women today.
Yeah.
You are. All right. You're the spokesperson for all women. 40% of them hate to do this, and they break out in a sweat when asked to do it. What is it?
I was going to say parallel parking.
That's it.
That was what I just after you said that. Yeah.
Parallel parking. Yeah.
Great answer.
Congratulations. Yeah. Who likes to do parallel parking? Anybody?
Yeah, my wife can't parallel park.
Yeah. Oh, but you can, right?
I can, yeah.
Now the new cars do it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
You can figure out how to tell the car to do that.
Well, and if you can, you know, you have to make the choice. Do I get a home loan or do I pay for the car loan, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Which one is it? So, congratulations. Have you been to River Rock at the Amp?
I have not.
Oh, my God. What have you been waiting for?
Have
this
you been
concert?
To the Sunrise Inn?
We were by there a couple times, but I've never had a chance to go in.
Yeah,
well, Saturday, you could kill two birds with one stone if you like.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. So you and your wife going to go?
Yes.
Awesome. Hang on. We're going to get some information from you, and then we'll come back and go to the show this weekend. And so looking forward to all of this. Boy, what a great summer you have planned, Ken, and congrats to you and your crew for putting all this together.
Yeah, and the crew really does a lot of the work. I mean, from setting up fences to just taking care of the whole venue.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, it's truly a team effort.
Well, if you're looking for live entertainment this summer, Mix 98.9, we're going to be partnering with River Rock at the Amp all summer long for...
It's going to be a great summer.
What a lineup of acts. I'm already looking forward to it. I've got June 12th written down. Saturday night, Seven Bridges, the Ultimate Eagle Experience. Following that, you've got the lead, Rick Nielsen. He's from
Cheap Trick. It's the music of Cheap Trick and Cheap Trick. That will be our first Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member to play at River Rock.
How
now, we've
that?
Had Yo-Yo Ma, and I don't know if he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a cellist.
Yeah.
But that was incredible. So we have basically, you know, the music of Cheap Trick and Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, and his son is the drummer.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do Surrender and Dream Police and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And all of that stuff. And then following that, on the next night, Saturday night, is Hollywood Nights, the Bob Seger Experience.
11-piece band from New Jersey.
That's hard to believe you can. An 11
stage
piece
is huge.
Band.
We've had when we had Yo-Yo Ma, we had 70 musicians on stage with all the all the music, the orchestra.
Well, the entire orchestra.
It was incredible. That was an electric night in Warren. I mean, it was a Monday night. But yeah, these guys are great. And I mean, it's a 2.5 hours. And the thing about Bob Seger, the first time I brought these guys, you lose track.
Yeah.
I said, well, I know this song. And after about 50, I said, Jesus, how many hit songs did Bob? And there was not one song that I did not know.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Well, Bob Seger, he actually influenced, Bruce Springsteen and others. Yeah, I mean, the guy's just been around forever.
Huge.
And from the 60s, and we just don't realize it, how long of a career that guy has.
Yeah, so tickets for Nielsen Trust are available at the Sunrise Inn. You can go on our River Rock at the Amp website and buy them, off of the Eventbrite site.
Sure.
You can go to the Robbins Theater box office, which is now open, and buy them there. So there's some different ticket venues there. Yeah. It's going to be a great night of music.
Well, get set, because this station right here will end up giving away more tickets to more of these concerts coming
great
up
summer.
In the next few weeks. So it's going to be a fun summer. Ken, I can't tell you how excited I've been to have you in here, the studio.
It's been a blast.
And we'll need to get you in here more, maybe when we start talking about some of the other acts that you've got coming in.
We're going
to
do a Sunrise Inn promotion. I don't know if anybody else knows that here at the station, but we already made that deal. So it's going to be a summer of pizza. We're going to call it that.
So we're going to have to get him
I like that name, Summer Pizza.
And he knows a lot of people in the industry. And before we go,
okay,
I have to ask you about this, because I'm a big Jimmy Buffett freak.
Okay.
And you've got a Jimmy Buffett experience coming in. Is it Fins to the Left
with Sean Lilas. He only plays one gig a year now, mm-hmm. but the Coral Reefers come in. I'm talking about Mr. Utley, Mike Utley, Robert Greenidge, Eric Darkin, who is also Taylor Swift's percussionist.
Get out.
Nadira Shakur, one of the vocalists. She's incredible. Tina Gullickson, who has family in Warren, in Howland, Ohio, the Wade family, which mm-hmm. I didn't know when she came in. I mean, there's like truly 20 musicians on stage.
And it is the Coral Reefer Band.
Yeah,
it's
the
Jimmy
beach
Buffett's
balls
band
are flying. I mean, it really is. It's if you like Buffett, it really is incredible. And at the Sunrise, we have a burger. What do you think it's called? Cheeseburger in Paradise.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Well, that concert will be Saturday, July 24th, and I'll be in my jams, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we should have a great time with that. Anything else I'm missing that you absolutely say, are you kidding, Gary, we didn't talk about?
No, I think the Nielsen Trust show is coming up. But, this Friday, Tab Benoit at the Robbins Theater,
mm-hmm.
Saturday night. No, we covered a lot of ground in an hour, but... The only place to be every Saturday night is River Rock at the Amp, but we got a couple Friday shows.
Yeah.
We got Nielsen Trust, and then later in the year, we got Disco Inferno.
All right, so just make sure, when you think about it, if you plan the evening, about 3:30, you should get at the Sunrise Inn to eat.
Yep. and we have Sunrise Pizza also available at the venue.
Oh, you're kidding. So there you go.
We have a pizza. We have a lot of great vendors. Vlahos Gyros will be there. I think we got Annie Ann's Pretzels this year. Georgian.
No excuses. You've got the food surrounding that little amp. If you've never been
adult
to that
beverages,
you're
a lot of adult beverages. Drink responsibly. White Claw, huge White Claw.
Nice. So. All right, going to be a fun summer. Thanks, Ken.